played hard. We put ourselves in position to win the game. We didn't win. Second time in 2 weeks that we've been in that spot. Different things occurred at the end of the game that caused us not to win, but we put ourselves in that position. We practiced well. We practiced hard. We had a great enthusiasm. It was a heck of a game back and forth, as you saw. The long drive put us in position where we had the lead. They couldn't beat us with a field goal. And, of course, they didn't need a field goal. So they came downfield relatively quickly there. The only turnover in the game, the tip ball, I mean, we were going to get three at least out of that. And that's taken away from us. I thought we had a lot of numbers tonight. I thought a lot of people contributed. Obviously, Beckham had the great catch, which excited everybody. But we weren't able to win. So back to the drawing board we go.
Tom, what did coverage on in the last series on defense? It seemed like you were content to kind of play coverage and not pressure Romo.
Yeah, we were trying to pressure with four. And obviously that didn't work very well.
Tom, for the second week, I realize it's a bright spot and a bad night, but the catch by Beckham, can you even describe what you saw? Did you watch it up on the board? What do you say about the ability to make that catch?
Well, he's got a gift, there's no doubt. And I've seen him make a lot of one-handed catches, to be honest with you, but none falling down like that, going away and being able to snatch the ball like that, and then stay in bounds after being fouled. I mean, that was quite a thing too, and it gave us a great spark, and it does that when people make plays like that. It excites the sideline, and the team gets excited about it, and we were. I really thought that the third quarter. We didn't have much going for us offensively in the third quarter. And even despite all the yards and all the things, taking the kickoff and being able to do something with it, we had a nice – the first half mix was because we did run the ball. We ran it a little bit. We ran it for a touchdown. We ran had a nice back and forth with the run and the pass. And then we gave ourselves a chance running the ball in the second half to get to third and two and third to three. But – those might have been the only third downs we didn't convert. We had a pretty good night on third down. But I look out in the third quarter, and that's when I look at the tape, it's probably going to be something I'm going to be disappointed in.
Coach, the offensive line gave you some good protection your first three drives, but then you had a couple of sacks just before the half. Was it something that Dallas did because it seemed to continue the pressure they put in the second half?
They did. They kept pressure on us. We didn't block them very well. Some of the one-on-one matchups, I think we got pushed back. Until I see the tape, that's all I know. I saw what you saw.
Aside from trying to get pressure before, was there anything defensively that you did different on that last drive that maybe hadn't been trying during the game?
No. No. Nothing that wasn't planned. I think if you look at your sheet there, I think they had 53 snaps. We had 74. I don't think our defense wore down.
Tom, on first reaction.
Why do you think then that late in games is sort of when your defense starts to leak?
Well, in this game, I'll talk about this right here. We were unable to get to the quarterback. We gave him plenty of time to throw. And, he had a nice mix. I mean, it isn't like he forced anything. He threw checkdowns, and they turned into, pretty good size gains. Their long touchdown was a kick in the tail as well.
I was just going to, on first reaction, when that game ended, was there one thing you said, that's why we lost the game, whether it was that last drive, the turnover, whatever, is there one thing that you said,
Well, the one thing is, we got the lead, they couldn't beat us with a field goal, and they drove and scored a touchdown.
So that last drive.
That's the one thing, yeah. That's it. Unfortunately.
Tom, when you went out to check on Beckham downfield, how concerned were you initially?
Well, I had heard something to the effect that he had hitting the head. And then that was cleared up. He got kneed in the back. So they checked him out, and he came back, obviously, and played. But I'm sure he's going to be sore.
Tom,
last week, Ontrell had an interesting comment at the podium where he just said, I almost wish I was younger so that I could play with him longer. You've been around the game a long time. Is he as exciting a young player? I mean, I know you're not ranking, but
I'm
what's
hoping
his future?
That he, it's bright, I think. He's got all the tools.
Coach, in the first half, it looked like Williams, there was a question whether Williams fumbled the ball or not. You tried to get a quick snap in, and it seemed to be a little confusion by the referees. What explanation did they give you for three balls on the field?
Well, the explanation was one official threw a ball over to another one, and they didn't catch the ball. So the ball was rolling around on the field, so we all stood there and waited, and the umpire stayed over the ball. Now, we have been a part of, as you well know, when the other guy does that, they get off the ball and away they go. So I've not seen that one before, but now I can record that as well.
What was the reason for the changes on the offensive line and the starting lineup?
What was the reason? Because I wanted to try to create some spark and be able to run the ball a little bit. The last week's game, it wasn't any run. I wanted to be able to have some balance to our offense, and if that's what it took, then so be it.
It looked like you were alternating drives with Williams and Jennings in the first half. Was that a conscious
decision? I don't think it was. It wasn't set up to be that way. If that's the way it looked and turned out, then fine. But, you know, they both were going to get a lot of snaps, and we did have the ball a lot, so they got a lot of work.
Is that a reconfigured offensive line?
Excuse me? Well, I have to look at the tape to tell you that. I mean, there were times when we did have a nice mixture, and there were times when we had trouble. We had trouble pass protecting. You know, we get to a two-minute drill. We're working hard to score in a two-minute drill, and we're having a lot of pressure. We're sacked or whatever, and then trying to run the ball in the third quarter wasn't any easy thing. But there's more to it than just the offensive line.
Tom, was this a devastating loss, do you feel, to you and your team, or because there's been so many?
Every loss is a devastating loss. It's not, there's no one thing about it. I mean, we wanted this game. We prepared well. We put everything into this game, just like we did the week before and the week before that. So it hurts to lose.
How hard is it to officially be eliminated from the division race for 5 games?
I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about that at all. So right now we're trying to win a game.